Hashtag KC Soccer Meets. Only on KC 107.7.
Welcome to another exciting edition of KC Soccer Coma on KC 107.7. You're listening to Connor Robertson. Today we will be speaking to Skalk Greef from Innovaldi. We will be speaking to him regarding everything you need to know about the upcoming end of the 2024/25 tax year and how to prepare for it. But for now, we're going to take a break and listen to some music, and we'll see you shortly.
This is KC 107.7.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, we are speaking to Skalk. Thank you so much once again for joining us this week.
Thank you, Connor. It's appreciated, and it's nice to be back.
Yeah, this is going to be a part two on our discussion about taxes and the year end and what you can do still in this period before the end of February. So I want to jump straight to the question on tax strategies and planning. Tax planning for business owners can be complex. What are some steps they can take now to potentially reduce their tax liabilities for the financial year end?
Connor, one of the things they can do is to bring forward expenses. What does that mean? If they plan to buy stationery in March, buy it in February. If you plan on buying that, replacing that old computer screens, that's 90-80, buy it at this point in time. So it brings forward some of those expenses. Invest in capital assets. You'll remember, listeners might recall from our previous session last week, we talked about if you buy assets that's less than 7,000 Rand, you can still get 100% deduction for capital. Capital assets still in this period. If you're going to buy assets like a delivery vehicle, then obviously it will be written off over a period of 4 years, and you won't get that much high deduction in this financial year still. And what they can also do is contribute to public benefit organizations, well, the ones that registered for Section 18A. What they also can do is review tax efficiency of structures, such as balancing salaries and dividends, can also help reduce liabilities. So the aim is there to so that you lower your overall average tax ratios.
Yeah. So this is a bit off topic, but a lot of times I get clients who are looking to give money towards their church, and they're looking to donate money towards their church. Can you please explain to me the difference between the Section 18A, and just a generic donation to the church? What is the difference so that people know?
So not all not-for-profit or public benefit organizations are registered in the Income Tax Act for Section 18A. What does it mean? It means that if a PBO is registered for Section 18A, then they can issue tax-deductible Section 18A donation certificates. If you donate money to a church, they're typically not registered for Section 18A. Yes, they're a PBO, but they're not registered with SARS as a Section 18A. Then giving that money to that specific church, you won't be able to get a donation deduction. The NSRI, for instance, they are, and various others institutes, they are registered Section 18A institutes, and when you donate to them, they will issue you with a Section 18A certificate, and then you'll be able to deduct that from your taxes.
Absolutely, because I thought that was just such a massive topic, because oftentimes I get so many clients that are just looking to give towards the church, and while I believe there is nothing better that you can do, it is not a Section 18A. And I think it was so important that we just quickly mention the difference, because there's such great confusion in that regard.
Yeah, specifically one of the things we get often is I know someone that's struggling and I'm going to donate money to them. Unfortunately, you can donate the money, but it won't be a tax deductible donation.
Absolutely. So I want to touch on, is there a difference between tax planning for a salaried employee versus a self-employed individual or business owners? And how can both groups benefit from early tax planning?
Yeah, absolutely. Salaried employees are limited in terms of Section 23M to deductions like retirement contributions, medical aid expenses, home office, logbook, those kind of expenses. So they are limited, and there's only so much planning that you can do. But with a self-employed individual, anybody that runs their own business, someone that's a commission earner, a freelancer, etc., can deduct a wider range of business-related costs. So if you're a freelancer and you do website design, for instance, then and you have subscriptions that you pay for your Microsoft licenses or for your Adobe licenses, those you can all deduct. For your website hosting platforms, that you can deduct. If you go and see a client in Mug and Bean, that's called entertainment for new business, you can deduct those kind of expenses. Maybe you hire a small office somewhere, that's rent that you can deduct. So self-employed individuals, there's a wider range of business-related expenses which they can deduct. But the key for both of the groups are early planning and to start early with the tax plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last week we spoke about getting your documentation together, and I think when it comes to your tax planning, you need to have both. Because once again, we discussed last week how stricter SARS is getting, especially with their verifications. So yes, self-employed and business owners, you do get a lot more options to minimize your tax, but it's so important that you keep your documentation in place.
Absolutely. Documents is key, especially when you run into a verification or maybe an audit. Without the documents, you're going to have problems.
Especially because if you don't submit, you also hurt your application as a whole. Can you maybe just go into that, where if you are not able to give your supporting documents, what happens to your submission?
So what SARS does is they don't look at what you do provide. If you do not provide everything that they request, they just follow a blanket approach, and they will reverse all the deductions that to that specific codes on your tax returns. They'll fully reverse. Then you have to go into dispute procedures with SARS. Then you have to prove to them, obviously, the things that are lacking in the past. A dispute process, in theory, it should take 30 days or in close to 3 months, but it takes very longer than that. So especially if you've got a refund due from SARS and you go into dispute procedures, you're going to wait a long time for your money.
Absolutely, because let's be honest, whenever you put in that dispute, it is tax season. So we're not even talking if it's off, well, let's call it off season. If it's off season, the tax window closed, you do get that 20-day or that 30-day working day feedback. But during tax season, you essentially need to remind them once those 20 working days come to a close. And that's, I think, the frustration that comes with clients is they know that 20 working day period has passed and they go, what happened? And SARS is so busy that you almost have to go, please, just a reminder, look at this application.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to wait, and it is what it is, and see it through.
Absolutely. So in terms of tax-efficient remunerations, what advice do you have for business owners who might be deciding between paying out salaries or dividends before the end of the year?
So salaries are subject to immediate pay as you earn. And in the end of the year, you will fall within a specific tax bracket. And that will give us an answer to what is your personal average tax percentage that you will be paying tax on. Now, dividends on the other hand is subject to 20% withholding tax. And you've got time. Whenever you declare it, you've got 30 days to pay. So there is timing that you can apply when it comes to dividends. Now, the key here is that you have to minimize your total average tax by using income, salaries, and or the dividends. Sometimes I do get clients, they just want to take the salary, but they could have been in a better position. Well, they've got a salary and some portion of the profits they took out as dividends. Hence, finding that sweet spot of where the average tax rate for the company and the individual, including tax planning tools like dividends, where that average tax is the lowest point.
Yeah, absolutely, because you can oftentimes take that dividends out or that extra salary out, and you could be taxed more than you would have been taxed as a company anyway. So this is why we actually need professionals this time of the year.
Absolutely. It's very intricate calculations that you do. Tax law is to some extent obviously very complicated, and that's why you have to consult with a qualified registered tax practitioner.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills, and when we get back, we're going to talk about general tax tips for both of these groups.
This is SKC 107.7,
and welcome back. So we're once again speaking to Skulk. Skulk, we've spoken a lot about strategies for employees and business owners. What are the few general tips that everyone should be aware of as they approach the tax filing season this year?
Connor, keep meticulous records. Like we just said, especially if you run into verifications, the documents and the records are critical. Avoid last minute rush at all costs, and consult a tax professional if you are unsure. Ensure all deductions are sustained with documents, like I just said, and don't overlook credits or rebates that you might qualify for.
So it's very important that you do understand, when we talk about a registered professional, there's so many registered bodies, but please make sure that you speak to a tax practitioner or accountant.
Correct.
It's so important, because often I've heard so many stories of brothers or sisters that know how to do a tax return, and they actually almost present themselves as a tax practitioner. It is so important that you actually work with a registered tax practitioner.
Absolutely. It's very important for both individuals and businesses alike that you use a registered tax practitioner. Unregistered individuals, they often lead to incorrect filings and severe penalties. And tax practitioners, like you mentioned, are registered with approved industry bodies, and they are then monitored, and you also get registered with SARS. Easiest, ask your tax practitioner for his PR number, and you can validate the registration status of your tax professional or the professional that actually assists you on the SARS website. There is a space where you can add in the PR number, and it will tell you exactly whether an individual is registered or not.
Because it's not only important for you, but it's also important for us as professionals to keep the bodies at working at such a high level, because there are some people who, let's say, do questionable activities, and it's so important for us just to keep the body as a whole clean.
Yeah, and the reality, who is going to be kept responsible if there's a, like you say, questionable deductions, or there's when you run into verifications, the taxpayer is going to be held accountable, not the individual that did the filing. And most of these individuals, they can't file on their tax or their profile, e-filing profile, because they're not registered. So they'll file through your e-filing, personal e-filing profile. So it will look as if you actually filed it. And you will be held accountable to SARS. SARS don't care who assisted you. They will keep you accountable.
Because there's a special power of attorney that's for a tax representative, which is what essentially they would be. But essentially, in any special power of attorneys, it's always that you understand that whatever we do as professionals, you are still liable for.
Absolutely. And in terms of the Tax Administration Act, it's a criminal offense to practice tax if you're not registered.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to touch on that, because that's a huge point. We went a bit off topic, but that's a huge point for me. So let's look into the next question. Are there any changes to tax laws or new deductions that taxpayers should be aware of, and whether they're individual or businesses?
Yes, so in a couple of days, the budget will be presented to South Africa. So stay informed about adjustment to the tax brackets, rebates, and allowances for inflation. And it's important, always use trusted sources. The guys around the Braaiplaas fire, they're not always the most trusted sources. So use trusted sources or tax professionals to stay just ahead of and updated on all the changes.
Especially because last year was a big solar energy movement, and there was big raves about electrical vehicles, and I know we actually had a guest on where we discussed it. It was a financial analyst, and he was speaking about how that was something big that could come into South Africa. And a lot of my clients, not a lot, quite a few of my clients asked me about it, but I don't think South Africa's really latched onto that electrical vehicle allowance just yet.
I think we'll see in a couple of days when the Minister of Finance presents his budget speech. Up till then, I think it's a mystery.
So finally, what are some simple yet often overlooked ways that both employees and business owners can improve their tax returns, and even in the final months before the year-end deadline?
So for employees, we found it very often that you may have made it, say, retirement funding, and because SARS now pulls that information in, that it's not always pulled in correctly. So when you are an individual, make sure that stuff like your retirement annuities, medical aids do pull in on your tax return. It's not necessarily applicable to provisional tax. And then overlooked items like donations to registered charities. We quite often miss those kind of things. You may maybe during the year somewhere gave 500 rand or 1,000 rand to an NSRI or a Section 18A registered PBO, and you forget actually to file that as a claim in your tax return. And then for business owners, ensure proper depreciation is applied to assets, and then review other expenses like your travel and your entertainment, specifically for compliance. When you take out the wife for dinner, it's not necessarily deductible. So it's those kind of things, just to avoid any of those surprises, specifically when you run into a verification with SARS.
Absolutely. I know with often what people forget is your entertainment expenses, they in order for you to acquire revenue. It's not there just to take your staff out or to enjoy. It's actually there in the acquisition of revenue or acquisition of turnover. And I think people sometimes forget about that.
Oh, absolutely. All expenses is not necessarily deductible. Yes, most of it is. But specifically, like you mentioned, Section 11A specifically states that any expense is deductible if it was incurred in the production of revenue. And that's a gray area. That's a big one. And yes, I always tell my clients, make sure that you have a business case for your expenses. If you can prove that you either attempted to get business from this, or how it contributed to your business or your income, etc., and you've got a business case for your expense, then you have you've got a foot to stand on.
Absolutely. So for those who might feel overwhelmed by all the tax preparation, do you recommend any specific resources or professionals that you should turn to for guidance?
So either consult a registered tax practitioner or SARS itself. Yes, there's a lot of publications out there from professional accounting firms, which is reputable, that you can definitely look. And it's always just important, everything that you read, you have to apply what you read to your facts. It's not necessarily that everything is just blanket and you can follow a blanket approach. You have to apply tax law to your own specific circumstances. And it's very important for both individuals and business to ensure the person they used, like we said, are registered tax practitioners.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you might run into problems.
So as we close off, what would be the key piece of advice for listeners who are looking to optimize their taxes for the year, whether they are employee or business owner?
You start early, you stay organized, and you seek expert advice when you need it. Whether you're an employee or a business owner, preparation is the key to reducing stress and maximizing your tax savings.
Thank you once again for all your time and all your effort in the series, and I appreciate everything. Just before we go, please just give a plug in to your business so that people can get in touch with you.
So people can get in touch with us at Indivaldi, at either emailing us at info@indivaldi.co.za, or they can contact me directly at 082-301-4213.
Thank you so much for your time. Once again, we'll see you same time, same place. God bless.
#KC Soccer League, only on KC 107.7.